everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Weenie.
And we are talking all about ice cream.
Yay! Yeah. Ice cream, you scream.
We all scream for ice cream! Yay. One of my favorite things to do in the summer when it gets hot is to eat a nice cold cup of ice cream.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So, before we get into today's fun facts article, let's learn some fun facts about ice cream, Winnie.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, here. No one knows where the first ice cream recipe came from, but people were eating flavored snow as far back as the ancient Romans and Chinese.
Ancient Romans and Chinese. This is 古罗马跟古中国 They ate flavored snow.
Yeah, so they put like honey on snow or something like that.
That actually tastes probably just like ice cream.
Here's another one. Americans, Kiwis, those are people from New Zealand, and Australians eat the most ice cream in the world. And the most popular flavor is not chocolate,not strawberry, not cookies, vanilla.
I love vanilla. But Americans, Kiwis, and
Australians.
Wow.
Okay, here's one last one before we get into our article. There's a fruit in Hawaii that tastes exactly like vanilla ice cream. It's called Inga Foile.
Inga Foile. It's a fruit.
It's a fruit that tastes like vanilla
ice
cream.
Wow, I want to try that.
Me too. Time to go to Hawaii. But before we can do that, we need to get into today's article. So let's get started.
Reading. Fun facts. We know that ice cream contains milk, cream, and sugar.But there's something else that's not listed on the package, air. You might wonder why air is important. Think about this. Have you ever tried to refreeze ice cream after it melted? It doesn't look right, and it doesn't taste good. You will also notice that when you let a big bowl of ice cream melt, its amount will go down. This is because all the air is let out.Why is air so important to this delicious dessert? Consider what happens when you make ice from water. It simply becomes a hard block. You can't scoop it, lick it, or cover a big piece of pie with it. A large amount of air makes the ice cream soft and easy to eat. The next time you're eating a big ice cream cone, be glad there's some air inside. Without it,You would only be putting a cold, hard brick in your mouth.
All right, let's start right out with our article. It says, we know that ice cream contains milk, cream, and sugar. Nope, of course, milk. Of course, cream, it's in the word.
It's called ice cream.
Sugar, it's a nice sweet dessert, that makes sense. So all of these things are in ice cream. Ice cream contains these things. When a substance contains something, that thing is a part of the substance. It's included in it, in other words. Here, the substance is ice cream, and milk, cream, and sugar are all parts of the substance.We can use the word contain to include non-substance things too. For example, you could say this box contains a lot of books. Here the books are in the box, but we're not saying the books are part of the box, just inside it. Here's an example. Does this pie contain any nuts? I can't eat nuts.
Contain 其实口语中我们就常用 have 或是 include 代替，就是包含含有的意思。像文章这里和例句都是指食物含有什么成分，是很常见的用法。那也有抽象，像是 This website contains information about traveling in Vietnam. 网站上有很多越南旅游的资讯。
Okay, so we've learned what's usually in ice cream. Now we're going to learn what else is in ice cream. It says, but there's something else that's not listed on the package, air.
Air, okay. List 在这里是当动词表示列表。那没列在包装上是什么？是空气。The article says, you might wonder why air is important. I am. Okay. I'm wondering why.
Winnie wants to know why the air in ice cream is so important. We're going to tell her. It says, think about this. Have you ever tried to refreeze ice cream after it melted?
Yes. I have, like when I buy it back from the supermarket.
And it's supposed to get home. And then,
you have to refreeze it.
Right. You just need to buy the right freezer bags. But, okay, so what are you doing when you freeze something? This is a verb. And when something freezes or when you freeze something else, you make it so cold that it becomes solid, such as when you turn water into ice by making it very cold. Now, of course, when you refreeze something, that R-E at the beginning of the word, that means you're freezing something again. So it was frozen, not frozen, frozen again. Mm. All right, here's an example. You can freeze this tasty juice to make a fun summer treat.
Yum. Freeze 这个动词指冷冻，而冷冻库其实就后面加上 er 就变 freezer， 就是指用来冷冻这件事的工具，英文就是 freezer 啦。那这里我们看到前面加上字首 re 表示再做一次， so we know it has melted, which is the opposite of freeze.
That's right. And we're going to talk about melt right now. This verb is what happens when something changes from a solid to a liquid, so like ice to water. Now this often happens because it's experiencing high or warm temperatures. For instance, if you take ice out of the freezer, the solid ice will turn back into water because it is not in the cold temperature anymore. Here's an example. Now that it's spring, the snow on the ground is starting to melt.
所以我们看到冷冻的反义字马上接在这后面，我们看到 melt 就是融化，一样是当动词。那其实中文常说，哦，你的心融化了，也可以用这个字，比方说 Don't your heart melt when you see this little puppy jumping around? 对，就是用这个心里融化了。那像说雪融啦，或是冰融化，那就更常见。 So yeah, I've always tried to refreeze ice cream, especially in summer when I come back from the supermarket, and it doesn't taste
doesn't really work. No. Yeah. All right. Well, like Winnie said, it says here in the article, it doesn't look right and it doesn't taste good.
这里我们连续看到两个动词后面接形容词的用法，这种动词比方课文看到的 look, taste, sound 等等，我们叫它感官动词，用来形容看起来、吃起来、听起来怎么样等等的。那动词后面的形容词呢，其实是拿来形容主词，虽然接在动词后面，我们不会用副词哦。比方说 something smells funny in the fridge, what's going bad? 冰箱闻起来怪怪的，这里的 funny 形容词实际上是用来修饰主词 something, 而不是修饰动词，所以我们不能用副词哦。那回到文章，当我们试着重新冷冻冰淇淋，看起来不对，吃起来也不对。What's wrong with it?
What is wrong with that ice cream, Winnie? Let's find out soon. It first says here, you will also notice that when you let a big bowl of ice cream melt, its amount will go down.
Amount 是数量，常用来指不可数名词的数量。所以这里说当冰淇淋融化以后，总量会减少。Why is that?
Well, it says, this is because all the air is let out. Okay, so the ice cream did have air, but then when it melted, all of the air kind of went away from the ice cream.We say here, it let something out, okay? Now here, the phrase let out is similar to saying release. We're saying that the air used to be in the ice cream, but when it hit warmer temperatures, the ice cream released all the air as it turned into liquid. As an example for this phrase, we might say, Ingrid is still too young to blow up balloons. She lets all the air out before she can close it.
刚刚 Aaron 老师有帮我们补充 let out 跟 release 这个字都是同义字，都是释放气体的意思。所以冰淇淋融化以后，里面的空气都跑出来了。So even if you refreeze it, it doesn't taste the same.
That's right. So you still have the same cream, sugar, and milk, but because the air is gone, it doesn't taste the same. But we have a question. Why is air so important to this delicious dessert?
It's just air. Who would think that air makes such a difference? The article explains more for us. Consider what happens when you make ice from water.
Okay, so we're going back to our ice to water thinking here. And we know that when you turn water into ice, right, it simply becomes a hard block. Okay, so we said that when you turn water into ice, it can simply become a large block. We actually call that in English an ice cube, but a block is similar to this cube. It's a piece of material or some type of material that has straight sides all around it so that it looks like a cube, like this, like a square with all six sides. Now, we often use this word by pairing it with the material such as a block of ice or a block of wood.
所以课文就叫我们想象一下，我们用水做冰块的时候，结冰的冰块就是一大块，我们就用 block 这个字，常常用来指这种一大块的东西，也可以拿来当量词，像是 a big block of something.
A big block of cheese.
Yummy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can tell how we feel about both ice cream and cheese, but we're not finished with our article yet, so we need to keep going. It says, you can't scoop it, lick it, or cover a big piece of pie with it. So if you've got a big block of ice, you're not going to put a spoon in it, right?
You won't be able to.
Don't lick it, because when you lick things, cold things with your tongue sticks to it, and it will really hurt.If you try to remove your tongue.
And certainly you can't put it on top of
a big block of ice on top of your pie?
Mm-mm.
No. All right, so what are we doing when we are talking about these things? The first verb we used was scoop. Now, when you scoop something, you pick it up using a type of spoon or other curved tool. Now, if you've ever been to Hot Pot and eaten ice cream after your meal, you would use a metal tool to put the ice cream in the bowl. Now, that tool is called a scoop, that's the noun form, and you use it to scoop the ice cream, that's the verb. You can use other things to scoop as long as they have curved shapes, such as your hand. You can scoop things with your hand, a shovel, and lots of other things. Here's an example. Uh-oh, the dog used the bathroom on the neighbor's lawn. I need to get something to scoop it up.
Scoop 这里当动词就是挖出，那它有名词的用法，可以指冰淇淋那个勺子，也可以指冰淇淋的一球。所以我们不能说 a bowl of ice cream 不行哦，是要用 a scoop of ice cream, please 这样子。所以像例句呢，是像狗狗便便了，那你要想办法把它挖起来，就是用这个字的动词 ，maybe a leaf to scoop up the.Dog's poop?
Yeah, a leaf, a bag if you've got one, not your hands,
no. 那回到刚刚的这个 a block of ice that we make from water, we can't scoop it. It's too hard. 不可能像挖冰淇淋一样挖出一球 and you can't lick it like you lick ice cream.
That is right. No. Okay, so when you lick, you use your tongue. Now you move your tongue across something in order to do something, such as eat it. Like when you eat ice cream, you use your tongue to lick the ice cream. Now you might often see cats using their tongues to clean their fur. We can say they are licking their fur when they do this. All right, let's look at an example sentence for lick. It says, before Gus washed the spoon, he licked the rest of the soup off the spoon first.
Lick 就是舔，所以常见像是文章的舔冰淇淋，或是宠物舔主人啊，或是舔自己的毛。刚刚我们有看到 fur 这个字。So you don't do any of these things with ice, but why can you do that with ice cream?
Well, Winnie, I think it has something to do with the air.
Right.
And that's why it says here, a large amount of air makes the ice cream soft and easy to eat. Now,We saw the word amount in there, which I know we've talked about before, but now we're using it in a phrase, an amount of something, okay? Now, we're going to put an adjective in this phrase too, so like a large amount, a small amount, something like that, and we're doing this because we're using the phrase to show how much of something we are talking about. That's why we need to include an amount word, or like large, an adjective. However, we only use the word amount to talk about things we can't count. Mm-hmm. So since you can't count air, you can say a large amount of air, but you can't say a large number of air, right? And you wouldn't do the same with bananas as well. So if you're counting bananas, mm-hmm. you wouldn't say a large amount of bananas. No. You'd say a large number of bananas because those are countable. Here's an example. There's only a small amount of water left in my bottle.
Amount 刚刚我们有提过是数量，我们用在不可数的名词，那它也可以当做不定数量词。不定意思就是没有肯定的数量，但是可以用来修饰有多少数量的东西。比方这里看到 a large amount of air， 用 large 来形容数量很多的空气，或者像例句提到 a small amount of water， 瓶子剩下一点点的水。那我们可以一起学起来，用在可数名词的不定数量词，我们只是用 a number of something， 就是一些什么什么的意思。例如我们就可以造句 A number of reporters have gathered outside of the politician's house.
Okay, so we're coming to the end of our article. We're almost finished. It says, the next time you're eating a big ice cream cone, be glad there's some air inside.
Yes.
Otherwise, that ice cream cone might stick to your tongue and feel really bad. What is a cone? Here, we're talking about an ice cream cone, which is like a thin cookie that gets wrapped around to make the shape of a cone. So it's kind of bigger at the top and smaller at the bottom. Then you put foods like ice cream cake or something else inside and eat it all together. You can experiment with foods in your ice cream cone. Put different things in there. Now, the shape of a cone is round and wide at the bottom and small at the top, or you could flip it upside down, kind of like a triangle.
Yeah.
Here's an example. We don't have any cones left. Do you mind if I put your ice cream in a cup?
No, I love cones.
It's all right, you can have my cone and I'll have the cup.
讲了这么久冰淇淋，当然不能忘记讲到冰淇淋的甜筒，因为我们就用 cone 这个字。Cone 本身就是圆锥形，所以任何这种形状的东西我们都可以用 cone 来指称，像是 the orange plastic cones on the road, 就是路上的交通那种三角锥也是用这个字。
That's right, and here it says, without it, you would only be putting a cold hard brick in your mouth.
No.
And nobody wants to eat a cold hard brick. It's hard on your teeth, it's hard on your mouth, it's hard on your brain.
Yeah.
All right, so we've learned one fun fact about ice cream.
That's important.
And why the air is important. We are finished for today, almost. We have our For You chat left, but don't worry, we have more fun facts coming at you tomorrow. So let's get to our For You chat now.All right, welcome back to For You Chat. One of my favorite questions, Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite dessert? Is there something you like better than ice cream?
Oh, it's hard. I'd say ice cream is my favorite dessert. If you like dessert so much, what's your favorite
dessert? I like cinnamon rolls. Ooh. I like pies. I like cookies with ice cream in the middle of them. I like cake. I like cupcakes.I like fruit, I like banana bread, I like tarts.
You can just keep going, right?
I can say all the desserts if
you
want.
Yeah, and I know you like making desserts too, right?
I'm really good at making desserts, and I'm even better at eating desserts. But, of course, Winnie, I can't choose. Maybe, I guess if I had to choose a favorite dessert, my favorite dessert would be pie.All different types of pie. I can't choose a favorite. Any pie, basically.
Any pie.
Yeah, unless it has nuts in it. I don't like pie with nuts, but...
Okay.
Lots of fruit in my pie, lemon pie, apple pie, berry pie.
And with a scoop of ice cream.
No,
too sweet.
Yeah, I like my ice cream just as ice cream.
Yeah.
But some people do like to eat their pie with the ice cream. I like to eat mine separate. Anyways, that's if you ever want to buy me a dessert, that's what you can buy me, a nice delicious piece of pie.
I'll keep
note. All right. Well, Winnie's favorite dessert is ice cream. Mine is all the desserts, especially pie. But... That is all that we can do today, Winnie. It's time for you guys to go talk about your favorite desserts. Does anybody out there like pie as much as me? All right, we'll see you here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Fun facts. We know that ice cream contains milk, cream, and sugar, but there's something else that's not listed on the package, air. You might wonder why air is important. Think about this. Have you ever tried to refreeze ice cream after it melted? It doesn't look right, and it doesn't taste good. You will also notice that when you let a big bowl of ice cream melt, its amount will go down. This is because all the air is let out. Why is air so important to this delicious dessert? Consider what happens when you make ice from water. It simply becomes a hard block. You can't scoop it, lick it, or cover a big piece of pie with it. A large amount of air makes the ice cream soft and easy to eat. The next time you're eating a big ice cream cone, be glad there's some air inside. Without it, you would only be putting a cold, hard brick in your mouth.
Vocabulary Review. Contain. This juice is healthy and delicious because it contains pineapples, oranges, and strawberries. Freeze. To make ice, put water in the tray and then freeze it for a few hours. Melt. Linda took too long to eat her ice cream, and it melted in the bowl. Scoop. Charlie scooped out some sand at the beach to dig a hole. Lick. Cats clean themselves by licking their fur and their paws. Cone. To dress up like a witch, I wore a black hat in the shape of a cone.